everyone, and welcome back. Today is Friday, August 6th, 2010. My name is Angela Walton Raji, and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. How is everybody doing today? Wow. First Friday in August. Amazing. So many things are going on. Summer is just about winding down. We certainly have a few more weeks to go, certainly before the Labor Day weekend, but lots of things going on. My goodness, I know that there are family reunions that are taking place all over the country. A warm hello to people who are enjoying themselves in North Carolina this weekend, in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. This is, I know it's an annual event for the Taylors, and a lot of the people were there. Also, just a warm hello to those of you who are enjoying yourselves in Indianapolis, Indiana. Boy, I wish I was joining you guys. I'm referring to those who are attending the Midwestern Roots Genealogy Conference. It's going on today and tomorrow in Indianapolis, Indiana. And just wanted to wish everyone well who is participating in that event. I know that you're going to be having a lot of just great workshops. I've looked at some of the speakers, and they really do look very, very good. And so I really hope that everyone really has a wonderful time there this weekend. And other things that are going on as well, as I said, it's kind of a busy time. In Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, there's a special interest group meeting that is taking place. Now, that's going to take place on, it takes place every the second Sunday of each month, with exception of the month of May and the month of November. And that's downtown Birmingham Public Library at the Arrington Auditorium. So I know that they're having their special interest group meeting that's going on there, and just hope everyone is having a really good time with that. In the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, some things are going on. It's the annual Brick Wall session of the Baltimore chapter, the Agnes Kane Callum chapter of AHGS, the African American Historical and Genealogical Society, and that's taking place. Bring your problems, your challenges, your research concerns to that meeting, and there hopefully will be some individuals who will be able to help you solve some of those problems. It's always kind of a fun event to attend and to work on problems and help people perhaps find some solutions or give them some suggestions to get through their brick wall session. Also, something that takes place every first Saturday in Washington, D.C., the African American Civil War Museum and Memorial and Museum, I think is the official name of it, they have every first Saturday of the month a Descendants Day program. I have not personally had a chance to attend that event, but I'm hoping in September to go and see what the program is like. It sounds like it's kind of interesting. They usually have individuals who are descendants of United States colored troops to come and to speak and to share information about their families, about their research, about what they know about their ancestor who served in the Civil War. And I know that they're having an event tomorrow. They have two speakers. They have a morning presenter, and they have also an afternoon presenter. And tomorrow morning, they're having Laura Lanier of West Point, New York, whom I think some of you might know her online a little differently. She appears often on some of the Afrogenius chats, and you may know her online from her blog as well. And some of you know her on Facebook as 70s Soul Child. And anyway, she's going to be presenting information about her ancestor, Benjamin Thomas Thompson, who served in the 82nd United States Colored Troops. And this was an organization that was formed in Port Hudson, Louisiana. At that time, they were part of the Regiment Corps d'Afrique and the part of the 10th Regiment of the Corps d'Afrique, and was later redesignated in 1864 as the 82nd United States Colored Troops. And of course, they were involved in a number of engagements in Florida and Alabama as well. In the afternoon, they're having a presenter, a gentleman also from New York. Actually, they're having two presenters, Frank Carl of New York City and Gilbert McDonald of Odington, Maryland. They are both descendants of David Carl, who served in the 26th United States Colored Troops. And this was a regiment that was organized on Rikers Island in New York Harbor in February of 1864. And they were immediately deployed to South Carolina and in April of that year. And they immediately were involved in a number of skirmishes that took place in that area. So anyway, it's kind of an interesting thing. Hopefully, those of you in the greater Washington area, certainly try and make it to the Civil War Museum, the African American Civil War Museum, and listen to the speakers. I'm sure you will enjoy them. By the way, if you live anywhere, I'll say at least in major cities, from New Orleans to New England, here's something that's kind of interesting. African ancestry. I'm referring now to the DNA company. They at African Ancestry are on the road. And this is kind of an interesting thing. They are traveling from New Orleans. They started last week, and they're going to end their tour in another week or 2 weeks in Boston. Well, from what I understand, and I've been following their blog and looking at some of their videos, they had a very successful turnout in New Orleans. This week, African Ancestry folks are going to be in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina. And next week, they're on their way to Virginia. I believe they're in Richmond, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York. And so they are promoting, of course, the DNA program for African ancestry. And even better news is that the cost of the DNA test has been reduced to a special price. Most people know it's a test, it's about $300. They have reduced it significantly for this promotion while they are on the road. So if you've been thinking of having your DNA done and you're very interested specifically, I always recommend that individuals, if they're going to take a DNA test, that you test a line that you have researched the most, particularly because it means a lot more to you as opposed to just sort of blanketly taking a test. You never, if you're female and you've researched maybe your father's side more than your mother's side, well, if you're female, the lineage that's going to be reflected is strictly the mother to daughter, the matriclan line. Likewise, if you've researched a male line extensively, understand that the paternal test, which goes up straight through your father, his father, his father, and so on. So a male relative would have to take the test that would reflect that ancestry. But of course, whenever you do take the test, it reflects your entire family's history. It's just that they're following this one notable marker. All of it, the results still reflect the history of the entire family, of the ones who are today. So even if you take it, your cousins and other siblings can appreciate it because it reflects the family's history. So anyway, there are quite a few things that are going on, and I hope that you will just take advantage of things that are out there. Someone made a comment to me recently, and they were just remarking on, well, some of the things that I do online. And yes, I am online. I do have a website, and I have this podcast. I also maintain two blogs. One is a blog on my personal research, and one is sort of a companion blog to my African Native American website as well. And of course, many of you are aware that I do have some of the videos, beginning genealogy videos as well on YouTube. But I'm still not a person who considers myself very technically savvy. Yes, I use the internet a lot, but I use it. I'm not a person who manipulates it very, very well. I'm not a technoid by any means, but I do think it is important to learn how to use the tools that are out there and to also just sort of expand our own circle in terms of stepping outside the comfort zone, looking at other people, looking and seeing what they're doing. And I guess my question I ask for you is really, who do you listen to when you listen to speakers, when you listen to podcasts or you follow videos? Who are the individuals who've influenced you? And I'm hoping that I will begin to see more who are beginning to use the web to their own advantage. Many people I know have a family tree program. That's not so unusual. Many people I know will go through a lot of work to put their favorite genealogy program on display for a family reunion. And that's also a good thing in terms of the fact that they're sharing that data with the family. But what else do you do to stay connected? One of the things that I'm often, I won't say frustrated about, but sometimes disappointed, that there are not enough individuals who are really blogging their family history. And when I say blogging, I don't necessarily mean that you're putting up all the data that you've researched, but that you're really sharing the stories that are pertinent, that you're able to glean from your research and share it with individuals. Share some of your brick walls maybe that you have. A blog is something that's fairly easily done. Within 10 minutes, anyone can have a blog. And I've seen people for the last 20 years. I've been attending conferences, genealogy conferences, and run into many individuals who are out there and have yet to see them go out and take that extra step to start to share what they're doing, to share their insights. I particularly enjoy listening to other genealogists in terms of what they have learned, what they've been doing, and also to learn some techniques from them. One of the most rewarding things that I experienced this year was the chance to attend the Institute in Sanford, and I was happy to learn some other tips from individuals in terms of research strategies and also learning how to do some things that are technical that I have not necessarily been aware of that could be done. But for years, individuals have known that they could put their research out there or certainly talk about their area of specialization. And I'm hoping that others will start to, number one, even read the blogs. Many individuals have no idea that there are some wonderful blogs that might enhance what you do in your own personal research. I follow a good number of people. Reclaiming Kin, I always enjoy going to that blog. Also, pardon me, I also appreciate reading Drusilla Parr's blog, Finding Your Folks, or Find Your Folks. And I particularly enjoy it because I consider her sort of a genealogist's genealogist. And what I mean by that, this is a person who shares some of her own research, but she also shares things that she finds that she may stumble upon. I have enjoyed watching some of the videos that she's posted. I've learned a lot. I had never heard of Elder Michaud, who was a very influential pastor back certainly in the 1940s and 50s, and when she stumbled upon his headstone in a cemetery, she began to do a little research on him. She found an historic video. Apparently, he was a televangelist back in the 40s, and he was America's first televangelist, believe it or not. He had a weekly show, I believe it was on CBS, on the air in the early days of certainly broadcast ministry. So it was kind of interesting to see that. But my point is just being, if you're not out there really looking around and seeing who the bloggers are, it's perhaps time to start doing that. I'm going to put a few blogs that I enjoy because I really want to see more people doing that, and hope that you will get involved. One of the things that I also wanted to mention is to encourage you to look at some of the sites that you might see. For example, many of you subscribe to Family Tree Magazine, but do you listen to their podcast? Very good information comes out of that. They have, for example, I learned from listening to their podcast recently, they have a new source book that's coming out. I'm really excited to hear about it. I understand around mid-September, the Family Tree magazine source book will be on the shelves. So it's going to be interesting. This is going to be over 750 pages of information from coast to coast. I guess it's going to be sort of a state-by-state guide. And it should be very, very interesting to see, you know, the kinds of things that they're going to be including in terms of, actually, from what I understand, county resources are going to be included in that. And it should be kind of interesting. Also, they have a sweepstakes going on, which provides an opportunity to win some products from them. I think it's like a $200 or $250 shopping spree that one will be able to win by participating in their sweepstakes. So go take a look. Some interesting things. Also, have you visited the National Archives website of late? There is an opportunity to participate in the redesign of their website. They have some samples that they want you to put your voice in there, to vote for, to take a look at some proposed designs, and cast your vote for their redesign. They also have some things coming up for the sesquicentennial for next year. This is the sesquicentennial of the beginning of the Civil War. 2011 will mark the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the Civil War. You know, for the next 5 years, there are going to be all kinds of things between now and 2015, up into the very end of the Civil War, all kinds of things memorializing various battles and things. And of course, it's all kicking off next year. So I'm also hoping that you who are researchers of Civil War history will also consider honoring your own ancestors who may have served in the Civil War as well. This is a time to start thinking about it. There are all kinds of events that are being planned, and I'm hoping that you're going to include honoring your ancestors as well. There are some interesting things that I've also found in terms of, I was looking, I mentioned I think last week, some of the 101 best free websites that Family Tree Magazine had mentioned. I looked at some sites. I mentioned several that were African American research websites that are free as well. Well, I wanted to mention that I looked at some that were not specifically African American, but they were still useful. One was a site that I've used, the Cook County Circuit Court records. There are a good number of records that have been digitized on that site. Everything from naturalization records and more. And there are just some really neat things that are there. And particularly because this particular session focused on free websites, this is very significant, because I know a lot of people are always saying, gee, you have to buy a subscription to this, you have to buy a subscription to that. Well, here's some, you know, things that are out there for you, wonderful places where you can have access to original records for free and many people need to bookmark them. And they're just open to everyone, and I would encourage you to take a look. Also note that the Brigham Young University Family History Archives, the archives there has been digitizing history books for free. And of course, this is in conjunction with Family Search. Family Search is still free. And there are just wonderful opportunities that are out there. And I'm hoping that you'll take advantage of that. And speaking of Family Search, of course, in many ways, for many individuals, Family Search is sort of the go-to site, at least as far as free sites are concerned. They have a pilot search that is fantastic. I have found things on some ancestors by using their pilot search as well, and I'm just always very, very excited about that. Also, I want to encourage you to always remember to share. You always hear me mention that in terms of sharing what you find, but there are ways to do it. And again, utilize the social media avenues that you have. You know, Facebook is a great time. I only use the social networking sites, especially something like Twitter. I use almost exclusively for genealogy. Facebook, I have a little bit of family and friends, but it's mostly genealogy as well. But there are other wonderful resources that are out there. Put some of your pictures up on Flickr. Picasa is another avenue for you. And of course, I've mentioned some of the sites like Tribal Pages and others that are just wonderful. But, you know, it's time to sort of rehash what you do, freshen up a little bit, add some new resources to your favorite bookmarked sites, and to really see where you can take yourselves. There's some wonderful things. And, of course, don't forget the Library of Congress. There are wonderful things that are out there also, because part of what we do not only is collect our history, but we're interested in preservation. And the Library of Congress site has a wonderful outlet for preservationists. And it's a great site. There's digitalpreservation.gov, and you know, just take a look and get some really wonderful tips. There's a video there on that site for you. So definitely I think I hit my microphone there. Pay attention and see what you're interested in. There are just some great things. I also want to point out that Ancestry is doing some interesting things also, with some webinars that they're doing. And I know for those of you who have ancestors who were immigrants from wherever, from, you know, other countries, from the Caribbean, from European cities, from wherever, there have been a number of resources available for ancestors who were immigrants to America. So you want to pay attention to that. But also pay attention, as I mentioned, there is a blog that Family Tree Magazine has. Almost every outstanding website also has a corresponding blog, because that's where you can get the latest news and start to think about using a blog. The blog is just as important as the website itself. Websites tend to be static. Blogs are dynamic. All kinds of great information there. So I would encourage you to definitely use a blog and start to understand, you know, these are our sort of go-to places now. This is another venue for you to do your own research. So it is time to start stepping out of the comfort zone and start looking at some additional kinds of things. Anyway, oh my gosh, I realize how time has gone by so quickly. A lot of events are going on this weekend. Reunions, I know, are taking place all over the country. I'm working on a presentation I'm going to be giving at the end of the month in Reno, Nevada, and getting excited and preparing for that. So anyway, wow, continue to do what you're doing. I appreciate you. You know that. And I really do hope that you're enjoying yourselves, and this is just a great season for you. Those out west in Oklahoma who are doing a number of things, I know that many people are having not just family reunions, but church homecomings are going on. Some of the Old Emancipation celebrations are taking place again that used to take place in Oklahoma throughout certainly the first half of the 20th century are being revived again, and I'm excited to see that. But anyway, you know, I still appreciate you for being out there. Thank you for listening. And of course, keep doing what you do. Keep researching by all means. And of course, keep documenting. That's quite essential. And always keep sharing what you find. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week of research. And I might run into you at some upcoming events. Take care. Have a good week, everybody. Bye-bye.